fans, and welcome to this edition of the Laban Delay Lamar Viking Coaches Show. I'm Bill Frawley, and with me, as always, is Lamar Viking head football coach, Laban Delay. Coach, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good, and happy Halloween to you, Bill.
Well, happy Halloween. For those that are going to be listening in, it's Halloween evening as we are recording this show, and I think Coach and I at our different places have both had some trick-or-treaters. Have you had fun with it, and are your kids having fun?
Oh, yeah. It's all about the kids, and they're having a good time, so we're having a good time.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we'll get down into some football. So what a great game against Pascal last Friday night. Last Thursday night over in Fort Worth. I was able to make it over there, and so I had fun watching that game, as did both of my sons and some of their friends. It looked like a pretty complete game overall, and the team took the game seriously, even though they were definite favorites to win. Tell us a little bit about that attitude.
Yeah, you know, we have the mindset that we don't want to fear any of our opponents, but we're going to respect all of our opponents. So, you know, it was another week that we need to prepare for a football game, and that's about the Vikings getting better. And, yes, I agree. We're kind of clicking on all cylinders, and I'm very proud of the effort and the outcome of the game.
Well, that's great, and I love how you say that so often when we get together for these coaches' shows, that you don't fear any other team, but you're going to respect them, and the Vikings are going to prepare to play Viking football, pretty much, I think, summing that up. So I think that's
yes. A
great mindset and game plan. Well, a few things that I've noticed there were a couple of fumble recoveries in the first quarter, so that was really good for the Viking defense, and the defense had a pretty strong game there.
Yeah, we did. We felt like we had a good game plan going into it, and it's just a matter of executing. And we haven't really created as many turnovers as what we'd like. You know, we'd like to get two, three a game on an average, and we're a little bit underneath that. So last week helped in that regard. But we're you know, it's about getting lined up right and making tackles. And then anytime we can create a turnover and get the ball back to the offense to go score, we go score ourselves, and that's a good night. So I'm happy with the turnover ratio last Thursday.
Well, excellent. And then speaking of the tackling, Bobby Brown, I think it was in the first half, he had an incredible tackle behind the line of scrimmage. I think as Pascal was kind of driving down toward the end zone, and the way I like to put it is, and it's a cliche kind of, but it looked like he was born in their backfield. He was just right there.
Yeah, Bobby's pretty good about a cross-face stunt, and so they gave us an opportunity, and he crossed it well, and they didn't happen to block back on him, so he was able to get in the backfield pretty quickly, and anytime you got a big cat like that in the backfield, it could be pretty scary. So we're glad that he's a Viking and glad that he makes plays like that for us.
Well, one thing I do want to kind of almost go back a question to now is talking about, you say you want the defense to get turnovers, and I think some people might want to know, what's that fine line between trying to go for the ball but also trying to go for the tackle when you're on defense?
Yeah, we always say secure the tackle first, and if you're the second or third one to the ball carrier, and we preach that we want all 11 hats in the frame, and when we say the frame, we mean when we're watching video, And the tackle is being made, that we want all 11 helmets, all 11 bikes in the frame, in the picture. And
okay.
So if you're the second or third one at the ball carrier, then we look to go strip it out. But that first and second one there, we want to make sure that we're getting a tackle, making the tackle, and that guy's going down for, you know, and we also preach knockbacks. You know, we want that guy being knocked back from that line of scrimmage or not back from the point of attack. So the rule is tackle first and then go for the strip second.
Excellent. Well, I like that, and that'll help the fans probably watching for some of that stuff. And so special teams had some good stuff going on also. There was the block punt. I believe Caden Hadawi got his hands on that.
Yeah, correct. You know, Caden, very unselfish player this year. You know, he's backup quarterback that, with Chance being in there, he hasn't got a whole lot of opportunities, and he played some quarterback the other night, but we're trying to find him opportunities to go help his football team, and that's one way that Caden, I think he had two tackles on kickoff as well, and a big hit on kickoff And then, like you mentioned, the block punt. So we're creating opportunities for him to go out there and help his Viking family. And, again, he'll get his opportunity. But right now, that's his role, and he has embraced that role, and we're really happy for him.
Well, and he's definitely putting his heart into whatever contribution he's making on the team, and that's a great sign of a team player. Luke Mickey had a touchdown-saving tackle on one of the kickoffs, I think I remember seeing.
Yeah, you know, you never want your kicker to be making too many tackles. But Luke is a very good athlete. You know, he plays soccer also, and he can run well. And so, you know, if he was a little bit more healthier, then I'd suit him up at wide receiver, defense back as well. But he does a great job for us kicking. And he had a little injury plague last year and at the beginning of this year, but we've hoped we work through that stuff. So, but whenever he needs to, he's going to go make the tackle for his team. So, great effort on Luke's part.
Well, he sure didn't shy away from the opportunity when it came to it. It shows a lot of heart. The offense was clicking. It's kind of fun to see Kendall Burt getting a couple of touchdown receptions. Seems like we're mainly used to seeing him carrying the ball from the running back position, but he was able to get open and have a couple of TD catches.
Yeah, Chance was on spot. You know, we had a few drops at the early part of the game by different receivers, but then they started catching the ball. And those things are kind of contagious. You catch the ball early, and it seems like everybody catches it. And you have a couple drops, and then you got to get out of that slump. So in the second quarter, we started picking it up. And then I was really happy with our run game in the second half. Our offensive line did a tremendous job of working as a unit. And as we kind of that scoreboard kind of got out of reach there, then we started playing some others that haven't always got to play, and that's really, to me, that's really cool. You know, that's the ultimate team player that understands his role and hasn't got a lot of playing time, and he gets there in the second half of last Thursday night's game against Pascal. It's really rewarding for me, and I know that they appreciate it because they have earned it just like everybody else has.
Definitely so, and the offensive line was doing a great job, and it is great to see the guys that don't get as much time coming in when there's the opportunity and seeing them play with all of their heart also. And, Devon Wright had a touchdown catch, and of course, like you mentioned, there's someone else involved in every one of those touchdown catches, and that's, of course, Chance Fuller. Like you said, he was really spot on with most of his passes and did a great job.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to go back to the record books, but he's had some pretty incredible games, and you know, he's following the footsteps of Shane and big shoes to fill. But Chance has done some pretty remarkable things this year. That if we go back through it, I bet that he's pushing some individual game records that have been set back, you know, probably before Shane. So really happy the way that he's playing and leading this football team.
Well, I like what my eighth grade son David said recently, or we were watching one of the games, and Chance was doing his scramble when he needed to and finding the receivers, and David said, well, no matter what's going on in any football game, the Vikings always have a chance. Fuller, that is. I thought that was pretty
good. Yeah. That's great.
Okay, this Thursday, everything's on the line. Playing Martin for the playoff spot. What do the coaches and the team have up y'all sleeves to be prepared?
You know, first of all, we're really excited. It's a big night. It's senior night, and
right,
we're asking everybody. It's gold out night as well. And then Dave Campbell's Texas football. We are the game of the week. So they're going to be there. They're going to be at the pep rally and then be at the game. Channel 21 is going to be there, so it's going to be televised game later, a tape delay game later in the evening, and then Friday as well. So a lot of activities. Really excited about this opportunity that, you know, you go win and you're in the postseason, and you really can't ask for anything more. You know, that's how you start off the year. You want to control your own destiny, and we're week 11, and that's all we can ask for. So Martin's a very solid football team in all three phases, and I expect it to be a really good football game.
Well, it should be, and like you say, it's going to be a big-time atmosphere with all the special things going on, getting to recognize all the seniors, not only the football players, but the other people who are involved with the Friday Night Light stuff through the season, so to speak. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So this Wednesday night, the freshman teams, they play at home at Cravens, and the JV teams play Wednesday night over at Martin. And, of course, like you just said, Thursday, it's senior night with the varsity home game, kickoff at 7 o'clock, but lots of pregame activities with the senior recognition and everything. So we need a lot of Viking fans in the stands, and like Coach said, wearing your gold. It's a gold out. And, Coach, I know you can't say it more than you have already, but it's important to have that home stand full, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Pat Cravens. I've been going around town and hitting everybody up. Tell your grandmas and grandpas and uncles and aunts to come on. You know, we want to pack that home side and cheer our guys on to victory.
Well, and for all those folks that live far enough away, they can't make it to the game, or those that want to listen in while you're at the game, we will be doing an internet broadcast. My brother-in-law, Joe Toronto, and I will be doing the live internet broadcast. And so that'll give some enhancement to the game if you're there, and it'll make it possible for people to watch and listen if you can't make it to the game. And so, big night for the Vikings this Thursday night. Until next time, I'm Bill Frawley.
And I'm Laban DeLay.
Saying VFND.